Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, July 18th, 2019. On this day in 1968, tech company Intel was founded in Mountain View, California. After much consultation with the Federal Employment Agency, which is already in charge of a similar program within the framework of the Federal Ministry of Labor's Law on Opportunities for Participation, as well as a great deal of criticism and malice, the Solidarity Basic Income entered its first critical phase on Wednesday. The first step in this process is for the employers to express their interest and to submit their offers. The Senate Labor Administration will then check whether all the criteria have been met. The tax-financed jobs are not intended to compete with jobs on the so-called first labor market. The demand is for state-owned institutions and companies such as the BVLG, BSR, or water utilities to participate, and the aim is to, quote, train and educate people and to be able to offer them a perspective for a permanent employment relationship. The city and the state have been doing similar things in recent months with a number of unskilled workers who have been qualified in-house and are now being used for janitorial services. The spectrum ranges from mobility helpers who accompany old or disabled people shopping or visiting doctors, or authorities to city pilots or people who help with administration in associations and clubs, so that trainers and caregivers have more time for their actual tasks. The future employees should be unemployed for a minimum of 1 year and a maximum of 3 years, and a total of 42,000 people are eligible for the voluntary program. The jobs are to be unlimited and subject to Social Security contributions, and the pay will be based on the collective wage agreement or the state minimum wage, which is currently around 11 euros per hour. It will take 5 years to see whether everyone will actually succeed in entering the first labor market. Until then, Müller's Hartz IV expulsion project is to be funded, for which the state of Berlin alone wants to spend almost 40 million euros annually after the withdrawal of the government. This year, the Solidarity Basic Income is expected to bring 250 long-term unemployed into regular wages, and by the end of next year, it will be 1,000. Lars Dusterhoft, labor market spokesman for the SPD parliamentary group, told the Berliner Zeitung that there would be no shortage of job opportunities. He assumes that companies, sponsors, and administrations will offer around 1,400 jobs. In a second step, the so-called employer service of the Agentur für Arbeit will then bring providers and potential applicants together. And then the work can actually begin. Police have shut down 9 speed cameras, or blitzers, since July 5th, and on Tuesday, they confirmed a corresponding report by the Berliner Morgenpost. 6 mobile systems and 3 permanently installed speed cameras are affected, mainly the Trafostar S350 devices from Yen Optik. The reason for the shutdown is a court ruling of the Constitutional Court of Saarland. A driver had resisted a fine for speeding. He was asked to pay 100 euros because he supposedly traveled 27 kilometers per hour faster than allowed in a car, as recorded by the traffic camera. Judges agreed with him because the speed camera's measurement data had not been sufficiently stored. The speed measured once can therefore no longer be called up afterwards, and thus cannot be seen by the accused speeder. Although this ruling has no legal force for the capital, the Berlin police immediately drew conclusions from it. Oliver Wojcik, who is responsible for the procurement of speed cameras for the traffic police, stated, quote, "We reacted as a precaution. For, as in the Saarland judgment, expert reports could also criticize missing data in Berlin cases." Wojcik said that all pictures taken after July 5th would no longer be evaluated, but destroyed. He stressed, however, that ongoing fine proceedings would continue to be pursued. The manufacturer of the discredited devices announced that it would retrofit its speed cameras this month. Yen Optik will present a software change that takes up the points of criticism from the judgment on the raw measurement data. Afterwards, all measuring systems of this corresponding type are to be upgraded with the update. The measuring device has been on the market since the end of 2013 as a stationary device and since 2015 in the mobile version. According to the company, 750 systems are currently in use in Germany. Berlin has a total of 32 stationary speed cameras and 21 portable devices. According to the spokeswoman of the District Office Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, Sarah Luhmann, on Tuesday, in the Görlitzer Park, there will be at least one mini-restaurant opened, serving coffee and falafel. However, a beer stand is not planned. Recently, an idea from the park manager had caused excitement nationwide. Provisionally, standing places for drug dealers had been marked with pink paint in an attempt for dealers to be less disturbing for visitors. The district office had rejected the initiative as temporary and not coordinated. Spokeswoman Luhmann now says that the idea of these marked areas would not be pursued any further, and that the fight against crime is the task of the police. There's long been a struggle to make Görli, which has fallen into disrepair because of open drug trafficking, more attractive. The green area is close to the district's nightlife and party miles. The mobile food stands will now be put out to tender. When the sale could start remains open, but Luhmann said it would not be any time this summer. According to the district office, Café Edelweiss im Park has been closed for 1 year and is in, quote, massive need of renovation. More than 2 years after a fatal attack on a 43-year-old man in Britz, a 21-year-old has been acquitted of the accusation of murder yesterday. According to the regional court, proof of crime could not be provided. The defendant and the victim come from different criminal Arab clans. After the acquittal was pronounced, there was an altercation in the courtroom. The father of the acquitted, who is considered the head of a well-known clan, shouted to the public prosecutor that his son had spent almost 2 years innocently in custody, and then said to the prosecutor, quote, "I know you." In his statement of reasons, the judge stressed that the evidence was not sufficient to convict Ismail R., who is now 21 years old, as the perpetrator. The decisive evidence that led to the arrest of the then 18-year-old was DNA traces in the victim's trouser pocket. During the 14-month trial, an expert explained that it was mixed DNA evidence, and it was possible that it got on his clothes before the crime. Even the 80 witnesses, some of whom had observed the crime, were unable to provide clear information or contradicted each other. The two men had ambushed the 43-year-old in front of his house in May of 2017. After taking his children to school, he was attacked. According to eyewitnesses, one of the perpetrators had hit the victim's head with a baseball bat. The background is said to have been a debt dispute in the clan milieu. It remains unclear who killed the 43-year-old Ali O. The judges saw some circumstantial evidence from the 21-year-old's family, but not of himself. According to the court, the defendant must be compensated for the detention he suffered on remand since October of 2017. The public prosecutor, who had demanded an 8.5-year juvenile sentence for manslaughter, announced legal remedies. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.